to reference your graduate. Thank you.
Hi, sweetie. We're going to put this right here.
Nikki, come here. Can you move over? Move over that way. That's right. Stay there. Or I'm going to make you go out. Understand? You going to stay there? You should sit there.
Mom,
yes, you can. Sure you can. The very hungry cow, Kelly. Did you marry?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep, everything's set.
For my sister, Krista. Oh, no.
Ow, don't hit me.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm going to make you go out. Are you going to sit and listen to the story? You going to sit? You going to be quiet? She says no.
Forget it.
Forget it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave it out there.
Okay. Let's wait a minute. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Connie, I need you to take Nicole for a little while, please.
Come on, look at what Grandma bought you. Look what Grandma bought you. See?
What
Grandma
bad.
Bought
you. You're such gorgeous.
Wow. Come on, look what Grandma put on. Let's go put it on.
Go try it on. Nice.
Here, yeah, hold it. Come on. Grandma bought you.
Thank you.
Come on. There we go.
In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Where's the egg?
Here.
Okay. Sure good. You know this story, I don't even want to ask you this. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped out one. Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry calamus. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still
hungry.
On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still
hungry.
On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still
hungry.
On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still
hungry.
On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night.
Hamburger?
That night, he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. One nice green leaf. And after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a what?
Cool.
Try got it. You almost got it. Cocoon.
Cocoon.
Okay. Around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and I don't know what he was. What?
A butterfly.
He was a beautiful butterfly too. The end. Do you remember some of the things he ate though? What was it? Some of the other stuff he ate.
I can't.
You can't remember right now?
No.
Think about it. Just wait and just think about it. Maybe open the book up. What else did he eat there? You can't name any other food? I bet you can. Aw, you're pulling my leg. Tell me some of the food he ate too.
No.
An apple. Yes, he did. He ate through a lot of stuff. Let's see what else. Let's show you what else he ate from. You did good though. You got several. Show me what else he ate through. He was a hungry little fella too. Why he got big. There's the apple. He ate. That's what you forgot too. The pears. You like pears.
I don't.
You do. You eat pears. If they're going around the house, you eat it.
I don't like plums.
You don't like plums? Guess what else he ate? What are those? You know those are
strawberries.
Yeah, he ate one of these. He ate a lot of these. What are these?
Strawberries?
No. Right here.
Oranges.
Yeah. Can you tell me anything else on there? You gotta put your legs down. Can you tell me what else on here he ate there? Mm-hmm. Point to them and show me what they are. Tell me what they are. What's that?
Cake. Ice cream. I don't know, this is either.
You like those.
I like them.
What is it? Do you know what it is?
I don't know.
Okay, come back to that. What's this?
Cheese.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Kind of stuck on that one? You don't eat much of that. You eat lunch meat. You eat bologna. You don't eat
much. Bologna?
Salami. That's salami.
Salami? And popsicle?
No. Look at it. What is that?
No.
Lollipop. Sucker. It's like a sucker. It's called a lollipop.
He ate a lollipop.
Mm-hmm. What's this here?
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one?
Sausages?
Mm-hmm.
Cupcake?
Mm-hmm.
Water?
Oh, yeah. Now let's go back to this one. You think you know what that is? We've got some in the refrigerator right now. If he was in the kitchen, the first thing you do, you'd ask me for it. Let me tell you what that is. And it's not a cucumber, it's a pickle.
Pickle.
Now, don't you like pickles? You didn't know that was a pickle? Well, you used to the slice when you always get the slice. What's this here?
Plant.
Somewhat.
Two.
What is this here? Do you know what that is? What is
flat,
that?
Flat.
No. Just calm down. What is that?
I don't know.
What's on the plant that sometimes you and Nikki kind of pull off over there?
Tree.
A tree. Okay. How about a leaf? You think that looks like a leaf?
No.
It doesn't. Okay.
Plant.
Okay, it's a plant. Okay. Why do you think he got so big?
Because he got in a cocoon.
No. Why do you think he's so fat?
I don't know.
If you ate all of this stuff, don't you think you'd get fat?
Yeah.
And what's this? What did he do in this here?
Cocoon.
Uh-huh. I know what it is. What did he do in there?
Put
came out, what did he come out at?
A hole.
He came out of a hole, but what did he come, when he came out, was he a different animal?
Butterfly.
Yeah.
He's
a little butterfly, big one?
No.
He was
a big, big one.
Oh, he sure is. Gosh, look at all those colors. Beautiful butterfly.
What?
What?
Turn off.
That's all of that. Did you like that story again?
Yeah.
You remembered a lot about it from a long time ago.
Listen
to it again.
No.
Well, we have another book. We have another book for you.
Oh,
this is a new one.
This one is a new one.
What next, baby bear? Where's the bear at? Where's the baby bear at?
Here.
You gotta be careful. You're looking. What's
here.
Cause for
here. Here.
Okay. Okay. Are we gonna be calm when I read this?
Yeah, I'll read it.
You want to tell me the story?
Yeah.
What next, baby bear?
What next, baby bear? What next, baby bear?
No. You ready?
Yeah.
It says, can I go to the moon?
No.
Asked baby bear. You don't think you can go to the moon?
No.
No, you can't, said Miss Bear. It's bedtime. Oh, it's bath time. Okay. Anyway, you'd have to find a rocket first. Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs. He found a space helmet on the drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door. What did they got?
Boots.
What's the lady?
I know.
We've got one of those. You remember that?
Uh-uh.
It's a strainer. It's a bowl, like a bowl.
With
the holes in it, remember? And you put the spaghetti in and you pour the water over it. He says it's a helmet.
Helmet?
Mm-hmm. He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey and took off up the chimney. An owl flew past. What a great rocket, he said. What a great rocket, he said.
Me?
Yeah. Where are you going? To the moon? Said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved, and some of the passengers waved back.
Yeah, bear.
No, maybe people. They look like people. No, there's a people. Okay.
Didn't you only a bear in there?
Uh-uh.
Like people.
On and on they flew, up and up, above the clouds, past millions of stars, until at last they landed on the There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl. Making a mess on the moon. We'd better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready by now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you.
Cause this one.
That's the box. It's not? It's a spaceship. It rained. And it rained, dripped through through Baby Bear's helmet.
Helmet.
Yeah. Home with Baby Bear, back down the chimney and onto the living room carpet with a bump. Miss Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty? She gasped as she took him to the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney. I have, said Baby Bear. First I found a rocket. Then I put on my space helmet, and then I flew to the moon. Oh my, said Miss Bear, laughing. What will you think of next? What do you make a spaceship out of? Remember? No. Listen to me. Look at me.
No.
You don't know what he made a spaceship out of? Want me to show you what he made a spaceship out of?
Fine.
Oh. What did he make the helmet out of?
Holes.
What was the holes in? Remember he went in the kitchen? Look at this right here. What's that he got on his
face? Helmet.
Yeah, but what is it? You know what it really is? It's a strainer. It's a fold strainer. It's a fold. You could say fold on. Who we take to the moon with it?
Owl.
Mm-hmm. What did they do? Did they see anything when they was on their way to the moon?
Yeah.
What did they see? What did they see when they were on their way to the moon?
Owl.
No, the owl went with him. Didn't they see some things when they were going to the moon? What did they see? No trees up there. If you go to the moon, you way up there in the sky. What do you see?
I don't know.
Can I show you?
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you. It's all stars.
Stars.
Of course, it's not a big old beautiful moon.
Oh, he's a bite.
He's a what?
He's got teeth, really.
Oh yeah. What else did they see? Look at that. What's that?
People.
Yeah, but what's this right here? What are the people in?
The plane.
Right. They saw an airplane.
Go, little girl.
Do you think their mother? You think his mother believed he went to the space? He went to the moon? Mm-hmm. You think she did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did they do on the moon?
Eat.
They had a what? We do that sometimes. What's that?
Picnic.
Yeah, we gotta get your hand out your mouth. Can you understand what you're saying? Big girls don't do that. What else did he wear when he went to the moon? Do you know? What did he wear? Who else did he take to the moon with him?
A bear.
Right. Okay. You did good. I like that. I like this story. You like this? You have to find us a book like this, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. See how beautiful it looks like that? Okay. What's this? What happened here? Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
It rained.
It rained on him. Poor guy, I'm so sorry for him. He got all wet.
Oh.
Did you like that story?
Well, you have a choice now. You can read one of our books, Cat and Dog, or you can have your mom read one of your books. What do you want to do?
Cat and Dog.
Cat and Dog?
Yeah.
Okay. I think.
Who walks out through the back door?
Cat.
Who walks pitter pat down the garden?
Dog. Cat.
Who walks tiptoe along the wall? Who jumps down into the alley?
Cat.
Who goes scritch scratch against the fence?
Cat.
Who walks tall tail between the bottles?
Cat.
Is this tail?
Mm-hmm.
Who should watch out around the corner?
Mike.
Okay. That was good.
He's gonna see some mice.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna eat him.
Okay. Watch out, cat. Says. Dog. When he comes around the corner, you should watch out for the dog. Says the dog's chase him.
He's scared of
him. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap around the corner?
Dog.
Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap around the corner between the bottles getting closer?
Dog.
Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap down the alley, getting closer, getting closer?
Dog. Mm-hmm. Dog too close, right?
Yeah, you too close. Snip, snap, jump, cat. Jump, dog.
Hi, Eugene.
Who falls back?
Mice.
Okay.
He falls down.
Yeah, he falls. Ready? Along the wall, who walks tiptoe?
The cat.
Up the garden, who walks pitter pat?
The cat.
Through the back door, who comes back?
Cat.
Softly, safely. Who is that? Because it's
participant. Make him a place.